The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Let's celebrate Belmont Festival launches this Friday with the big light out. Faulkner Civic Precinct comes alive with colour, light, sound and heaps more fun for the whole family.
In this catch-up,
soccer superstar from the Matildas, Sam Kerr, and funny man Peter Hallier.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. This is Will's Words.
All right, so expression is given to Heidi, Woody and Xavier. They have to try and tell me where they think it's come from. Now, that is how it came about.
Yeah, like the origin.
Yes, like the origin. 13 10 60, if you think you know the answer, please feel free to give us a call. 50K to fly away is still up for grabs at the moment. Now, who to start with today?
They're just not as fun anymore.
Oh, God. So negative.
Okay, you start.
I mean, come on, Heidi. Okay, we're trying to keep good energy in all areas of the studio and airlock
these
days.
I'm pretty confident here.
Now,
pretty...
who's starting?
Oh, hey. Cheeky one from you.
Where are you starting? You want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. Because I love this, Will. I love it. And I love bringing the vibe up. All right, hit me.
Great.
All right, so William Wallace was a great man. He tried to free Scotland when Scotland were taken over by the English pricks. Yeah. Right, when he got captured and tortured, a big common thing would be to walk past and go, "Oh, you nearly got us, William. You nearly got us." And then that got shortened down to "Willy Nilly." It's Willy Nilly because he nearly got us as he was being tortured. Hey, how you going there, Willy Nilly? Willy Nilly.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I like that.
Right.
One.
Thank pretty you. Good. You definitely bought the energy.
Yeah. Willy nilly.
Willy nilly. Because you nearly got us.
I love it. Woods, great work.
Am I right? Or...
I'll reveal that at the end. I'll reveal that
yeah,
at the
right,
end.
Yeah,
righto. What, are you looking at me?
You better go next, Ando.
Oh, God. I actually really hate this game because I'm so bad at it.
Okay,
but
here we go.
I don't actually have anything, so it's I feel like willy nilly means that you're all over the shop.
Yes, we can confirm the definition.
Yeah.
Now the origin.
So the origin was got nothing.
You got nothing.
No.
You wrote down nothing.
Well, I did, but I was just like writing words like willy nilly, he's all willy nilly, little boy, willy nilly, bit loopy, wow. All over the shop. You are God. Because I was thinking of you.
Oh my God.
You wrote down you are God on
that's obviously going for bonus points.
Wow.
You don't just compliment me to get points on the way through.
Well.
All right. Ando.
That's interesting. Real insight into people's brains here, isn't it? Like,
it really is.
I was a bit willy-nilly.
2.5 minutes to write down what you can. Save what have you got
I'm better
for
under well, pressure.
30 seconds. Here we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, back in the 1800s. Yes. It obviously means very casual and effortless. But what happened was back in the 1800s, they're at the toilet, at the pub, they'd go to the toilet, pull their willy out, and wee, and it wouldn't land in the bowl, and they'd go, willy nilly, and nilly went in.
Oh! So you've gone the nilly as well, have you jagged the nilly from me?
No. Oh, yeah. I scribbled it out. That's me. Okay. You casually walked in, had your willy, pulled it. We nearly went in.
No, he's juked my nearly there. You think,
I should have done that as well then.
You think he's pickpocketed you?
I can feel your hand in me.
I'm my mother's life.
Well, show me.
I knew the answer, mate.
Anyway, book, mate. Let's just find out what it is.
Okay, so... Now, Xavier, there's not too many cheating in this room, mate.
On my mother's life.
I mean, really.
Prove it.
Prove it.
Yeah, you had notes.
1800, there was a...
And you said very casual, effortless. There's nothing there. Yeah, cheating.
I'm scrubbing two lines.
Lose both your points over the last 2 weeks.
Copping Ellis!
This is unfair.
No. Willy nilly.
Good on him for having a go.
What, having a cheat?
Have cheated. And it would have been more interesting.
No,
I didn't cheat. I think this is just Scotch jealousy that my Melbourne Grammar education is just far greater than yours.
God,
okay,
scary.
I want to know what it means. I want to know the origin. Give it to me,
happy
McMahon.
To do that. Okay, so willy nilly. So obviously to will to do something is to want to do something. In Old English, nil means was also meaning to not want to do something. So they just changed that to willy-nilly, which means I want to, I don't want to, which means altogether quite haphazardly, like all over the shop.
So I did get it.
Oh,
what?
God, Ando, I
just... I said it was all over the shop.
So that's the definition. How you manage after the fact, you have an innate ability to be able to claim that you knew what was going on while it was happening.
I'm with you, Ando. I think you got the point.
Oh, here we go.
No, not on. I'm obviously taking
here
the
here we go. Just go against the defectors, why don't you?
No. The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
We've got Sam Kerr in. She's going great guns. And
debuting for the Australian national team at the age of 15, a match against Italy must have seemed far beyond the reaches of playing soccer in East Frio, where she grew up. But when she single-handedly can win a soccer match off her own boot in 10 minutes, it's no surprise.
Into the middle for Kerr! What a goal for Sam Kerr! Kerr is there and she scores again! 2-2 in the 81st! Kerr! Her third of the night! She's incredible!
Hat trick finished off in style for Sam Kerr.
Please welcome, from the Australian soccer team the Matildas and Perth Glory, Sam Kerr.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Don't you love those American commentators?
Oh, my God. Kerr.
Welcome, Sam. First time I've had you on the show, mate. Very exciting to have somebody as talented as you out of WA coming on the show as well, making waves all over the world, mate. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on the show.
Yeah.
Have you found it, Sam, going from, I mean, obviously you've been playing soccer your whole life and you've been incredible your whole life, I'm sure, but I'd say in the last year.
She's shaking her head saying no.
I'd say in the last year, Sam, you really are front of mind as one of the best players in the world. How have you gone with that?
Yeah, it's been pretty weird, but it's been cool. I think the Matildas have been doing really well too, so it's always nice when your team's doing just as well as, you know, some players on the team.
Yeah.
Now, more importantly, you're known for your famous backflips after you scored. Now, you told us an interesting story before that you brought the backflip back out. After you had a sore foot and was banned, you actually pulled it out at a party and realised you could still do them, so that's why you've implemented the backflips again.
Yeah, don't tell anyone important that.
It's a pre-record. We can delete this.
No, I had to have some confidence to do it. I was really worried, but look, I'm doing it again and everyone's loving it. So luckily I did go out that night.
Is the coach loving it and the physios?
I don't think the physios. The coach, maybe, like you said, it means I'm scoring, but the physios, probably not.
Does it go off at the party, Sam? Like, was it a real party starter?
No, it was at the end of the party, so I was trying to get the party restarted.
But... So are you a bit of a party girl when you're not playing footy professionally?
No, actually, no. At the end of the season, I think all, you know, sports people like to
let their hair,
you know,
down.
Celebrate. But other than that, it's too hard to wake up the next morning and go to training. Yeah.
Hey, Sam, it's really exciting to have you back in WA, but also in Australia as well. Obviously, you've played soccer all over the world, but I know you're a big fan of the W League and you're playing for Perth Glory, Brisbane Roar this Sunday in Brisbane. And then the Glory have got Adelaide next Friday and get tickets through Ticketek for that one. So welcome back to playing soccer in Australia. Must be feeling good being back on the home turf.
Yeah, I can't wait. I love playing for Glory. I'm really proud to be from WA. So I'm excited. I love playing in the W League. It's a great league and it's a summer league. So.
Great, man. Well, they must be chuffed to have you back. Now, you are an elite sportsman and we also have another elite sportsman on this show, Xavier Ellis, who has played for Hawthorn and West Coast. You did confuse him for Brandon Ellis.
She thought Richmond,
which was quite funny. And it has bruised his ego. He's tried to hold himself together over that.
No, we're both premiership players. But, if you go head-to-head, I played better than him on the big stage. So.
Now, here's the thing. Zave, obviously, he did play professional sport, but he often claims to still have it, right? He reckons he's still got it. He also still reckons he's got a great kick on him, a great leg on him. So, what we've done, and we're going to do this for everyone up next as a bit of a competition between the two of you. It's live on Facebook, Heidi Will and Woody, and live on Instagram, Heidi Will and Woody as well. So you can go and check it out there. But Xavier has brought a very precious item of his, which is sitting on a podium about 10 or 15 metres away from us.
Does it look precious, Sam?
It looks sad if I kick that over. I don't want to do it.
Now, Zave was in Europe recently. He's brought back a beautiful bottle of Italian Chianti, which he does not want to see going.
No, I'd rather it not be smashed.
No,
and he was saving it for the birth of his first child. So that's a little...
And the people asleep around us this morning probably don't really want it to be smashed at this hour either.
I did not consider that.
He's so
get a bill from the ranger too.
No, that's true. But Sam, he's so confident that he can beat you in a kicking one-on-one that he's put that up for grabs, and he reckons that you've also brought something precious as well. You brought a framed photo of you, which is really it's your mum's, is that right?
Yeah, it's my mum's. It's a photo of when I won the Julie Dolan, which is equivalent to the Brownlow medal.
Whoa, wow.
Did you ever win the Brownlow, Zaves?
No, I feel very, very bad because I've got a bottle of wine which is easy to replace. That is a very good photo that I'm going to absolutely smash.
Oh, here we go. All right, up next, we've got two elite sportsmen going toe-to-toe.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
We've got a very special guest in Sam Kerr. She's here from the Matildas. She's playing Perth Glory at the moment. Welcome, Sam.
Thank
welcome
you.
Back. To Let's Perth. Now, look, here's
she
situation.
Is ready. Like
Sam is universally considered one of, if not the best, soccer players in the world. She's an elite sportsman.
Hell yeah, you are.
Now, Sam, often we, you know, before we have bring a guest in, we have meetings, obviously, with each other. We talk about the guest coming in, what are the ideas and stuff. Dave has said, even though he did play AFL, that he's still an elite kick of any ball. And
he's number 10 on the AFL list, number 10 in accuracy at goal kicking out yes. of everyone who's ever played AFL.
Yes. Now, he's pretty look at him. Look at the confidence
oh,
on his face.
Those eyebrows are raised
there. He's really, you really are getting competitive. Do you have anything to say to Xavier?
He's very competitive.
Oh, we'll just wait till we start, hey?
Yeah, I like it. Let the ball do the talking.
Now, I have nominated Sam to go first, and I did say ladies before gentlemen, but it's purely to yes. try and pick up a couple of technique things.
Yes. Okay, so the thing is, what we've got here is to put Xavier's money where his mouth is, basically, and I mean that quite literally, because Woods, yep. you have in your hands, Xavier was in Europe recently, splashing a bit of retirement money, and he yeah. managed to pick himself up a nice bottle of Italian Chianti.
It's a bottle of the Poggio Amorelli.
Yeah.
Right. Which he wine, was saving. I can confirm that his yes. girlfriend told me they were going to save it as a special treat for the birth of their first
yes,
child.
Right.
So your girlfriend will be furious if this
yes.
gets smashed.
And that's what we want to see. Now, and fair's fair. So Sam has also brought along for Xavier to kick at now a framed photo, which is your mum's, Sam. And what is it?
Yeah, it's a photo of me when I won the Julie Dolan, which yeah, I was right. saying before. Oof. It's equivalent to the Brownlow.
So she would be furious yeah. if Xavier kicked that off.
Yeah, and I don't know where she got that photo, so...
Right.
it's quite precious. Now, could I'm be
sure,
one of a kind.
I'm sure once I smash it, I'll be going straight down to a Photoshop and get a nice little frame for you and everything. Fix it.
I'm right. probably driving in her car now and cursing at me.
All right, well, hi, Sam's mum. We've got a little bit of a kickoff opener, I believe, so we'll play that and then we'll get into it. We're live on Facebook and Instagram, Heidi, Will and Woody, so play it, Maddie.
A showdown.
Sam Kerr from the Matildas.
A shootout.
Elite sportsman. One half Yale's.
The bragging rights up for grabs.
Again, live on Facebook.
Any last words,
and
Sam?
And Instagram.
No right. last words.
No last words. This girl wants to get in there.
I love this so much. Sam steps up to the mark.
Right. Sam's going first up.
Ball. Wow.
Set the own ball.
She's brought her own ball
now
in.
Now, what way is the valve facing?
Jeez. She sets her ball. That's intense.
That is intense.
I didn't realise she'd set her ball.
Here we go. So Xavier's bottle of Chianti on the podium here, live on Facebook, Heidi, Will and Woody, if you want to see.
Come on, Kerry.
Come on, do it for the chicky babes.
Come on, Kerry.
Sam's first. Hits it.
Oh yes.
Sprayed it over the top.
Yes. Way over the
She's
top.
She sprayed
Sam,
way over the top.
What the hell
here.
Was that?
That was
no good.
That was a la David Beckham back in the day.
That was horrible.
Oh, look at Ellis. He's confident.
Oi, Sam, go get a broom.
I'll take his microphone. Here we go. So
Shivers, I hope he misses.
Woods is,
I know.
Woods yeah, right, is putting thanks. Up Sam's photo now.
Is he left-footed?
He's left-footed,
oh,
I believe.
That's unfair. I didn't know that.
All right. Oh. Here we go. Ellis steps up to the plate.
What? What?
He smashed the photo frame.
Jesus.
He kicked the photo frame. He's in pieces.
That's pretty
Look
good.
How
That's
good.
I've been coming
at this.
I'm number 10 of all time.
I got it.
Sam, what have you done?
Play the boys are back in town. Play the boys are back in town. Play the boys are back in town.
Got it.
The boys are back in town. Dude.
All right, where's Mama Kerr? I've got to go get a new frame.
I actually got glass in my foot.
I know, I'm devastated.
Wait just a moment. What the hell happened, girlfriend?
I've actually sprayed it off my toe.
Oh.
It's gone up. It's gone into soupy.
Wow.
Now it was a high kick. I'll give you that. Yeah.
In fairness, I'm a massive amateur, so I barefoot suited me. You're used to having your Nikes
Sam,
on.
Sam,
so.
Can no, we have a final? Can we have a shake of hands here? Yeah, we're yeah. a fair contest.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it.
Xavier Ellis, that was one out of the box. That was never going to miss, was it?
Nah, that was good. Yeah. As it went off the foot, it was
Perth like, Glory, give us a call.
Oh, Speaking Sam, Perth we're Glory, massive fans, mate. Where was your somersault, Daves?
No, I contemplated the backflip, but I might have done a roly-poly.
Oh, so good. Speaking of Perth Glory, you can go and see them. They're going to be here next Friday. Get tickets through Ticketek for that game. Well, they're playing, obviously, at Fox Sports. You can go check it out against Brisbane Roar this Sunday. Sam, thanks for coming in, mate. Sorry about the photo frame.
No, I had
sorry
a blast.
To Sam's mum awesome. As well.
We're gonna have we to love you, Sam's
sort
mum.
That out. That has gone everywhere. Xavier has butchered that poor photo.
You did say get the broom to Sam as well.
Oh, get the broom.
A little cheeky sledge on the way through.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Christmas parties, office place, office, workplace, Christmas parties are upon us within the next month or so.
Dashing to the coast in a brand new dual cab ute, leaving work behind, holidays of beaut.
That's some ad.
That's red. Red, that's red. That's Christmas parties to red.
I quite like that. It's an Australian take on Jingle Bells.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Anyway, but they are. Like, ours is in 3 weeks.
They're all around the corner, and there's been a study that's come out recently that says that most, I think it was about 80%, after 2,000 workplaces were questioned, about 80% of workplace flings happen at the Christmas party.
Which you'd know all about, Woods.
Well, now hang on.
Have you had some
because if we're going to play this game, the big boy can play too. There is a number of people in this studio who have fallen into that trap.
All right, let's not throw stones here,
who else
everyone.
Has? Oh, yeah, no, there is actually. There's
there's no need for us to start.
We don't have to throw
stones.
Each other under the bus because I think this is actually quite common because you have a few drinks at the work Christmas party. You might have been a bit flirty with someone during the year.
I never have, by the way.
We're not saying you have.
You had two.
What do you mean I had two?
Oh, yeah, you did. I actually had to say, Ando,
jump in on this. Don't you dare
Do you want me to tell you the story?
I did not have. First of all, that's a horrible way to talk about the fact that you might have actually enjoy a woman's company that you have her. And secondly.
Don't you turn and be on your feminist.
Secondly, I did not have two of them.
Oh, you did?
No, I didn't. One of them rocked up from another Christmas party.
Exactly. And I had to look after her whilst you were too busy trying to. Hook up with another one.
Hey, leave him alone.
Come on.
All right, now, what I'm asking here.
Actually had your back then.
Xavier, where were you?
My first Christmas party's coming up and I can't wait.
And this is what I want to talk about. On 13 10 60, that's the area I want us to go. And I'm not asking you if you had the fling. I'm asking you, you've got your workplace Christmas party coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You can remain anonymous.
Yes, I love this, Woody, already.
But are you eyeing someone up in the office and you're going, I'm going to have a crack at the Christmas party?
There's a couple of people I know within this office outside of this studio that have also got involved at a Christmas party.
Yeah, well, it's
yeah,
rife.
Yeah, but is there anyone that we know that you reckon that's going to hook up at the Christmas party?
It's a great opportunity to hit some contests.
Yeah, well,
what do you mean?
Everyone's been boozy, a lot of tension from the year.
No, Zabe's right, because the reality is if you do fancy someone at your workplace, you're not really going to get yourself in a position any other time where you've both had a few drinks and you're standing under the mistletoe. I mean, it's a great chance.
I was always taught never to screw the crew.
Yes, and so was I. But, you know, sometimes these lessons fall by the wayside. We're going to go to the traffic.
Hey, should we do the fun topic again? 13, 10, 60. Are you eyeing someone off? You've been flirting with them all year and you're going, I'm going to have a go at the Christmas party this year. You can remain anonymous. Give us a call.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
If you're eyeing off someone for the Christmas party, you've been doing a bit of flirting all year and you've marked down in the diary, Christmas party's the night that I'm going to have a crack. We got Sarah here from Banksia Grove. And before I do go to Sarah, I will say that there are a couple of people in this room that have fallen into that booby trap.
You don't have to keep throwing them under the bus there, Woody.
And I was booby trap being the operative word.
And I, yes. Sarah from Banksia Grove. How are you going, Sarah?
Hi. Hey, Sarah.
Now, Sarah, are you eyeing someone off?
Well, it's a little bit of a two-way street, I think, with me and this person.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I can feel there's a lot of tension like between the two of us, and I just know that at the Christmas party is going to get messy. If I didn't make a move on them, I know something's going to happen.
Things happen at Christmas parties, Sarah. I mean, in our first Christmas party, Woody and I actually got into an Uber with one of the executives here, and Woody actually turned...
I was there as well.
Woody turned to her.
I remember.
Woody turned to her and said, look, I'm so sorry, but I need to tell you that Will and I both find you very attractive.
And she was married.
With a child. But Sarah, I think what Will's trying to say, though, is... that it was just a very nice compliment. And
I think so. And
afterwards, it was we had a conversation and she actually said, thank you, boys. And
with a
and that was
slight English accent.
Boys, and that was.
So I just want to ask Sarah. Can we focus on Sarah for a second?
Yeah, can we?
Sarah, do you?
Funny you should say that because my ex-boyfriend of 3 years actually, we started dating at, from the Christmas party as well, and he was engaged.
So you're a Christmas party specialist.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, lovely.
So, so you're going to make this move. Do you want anything with this person, or do you want it just to be a bit of a Christmas fling?
I'm under strict instructions that I have to stay very, very, I'm not allowed to go there, put it that way.
Keep within
my boss has said to me, just no dating.
That's fair enough.
Release some tension.
Yeah, don't
release
some tension.
But they touch on this during Love Actually as well. You know where he's in the movie with Alan Rickman, who's got that secretary.
Alan Rickman.
And she's
I love your Love Actually references.
I know that movie very
and
well.
And I'm Alan Rickman. Melissa from Belmont. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You've done this?
Yes, I have. Last year, my first Christmas party, I ended up hooking up with one of the guys I work with.
Beautiful. And?
It was a bit awkward for a while afterwards because where I work, my dad owns it and my brother is a stay manager.
And?
So it was a bit of a secret and we're hiding it for a few months and it eventually came out and we're still together.
Lovely.
There you go. Happy ending.
See, great things can happen at Christmas parties. Yeah. It doesn't all need to be debauchery, Woody.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Now, Zave. What a morning. Yeah, guys, what a morning you've had, my friend.
Peer pressure's got me there.
You've won a kickoff against one of the best players in the world.
That is actually a really big highlight for me.
That was a great moment.
She is an absolute superstar.
She's a gun, Sam Kerr, and you can watch that on our Facebook page, Heidi, Will and Woody. And now you're in a contest with the captain of the Perth Wildcats.
The Prince of Perth.
You're knocking off elite athletes.
To see every in a shootout, which will be happening, I imagine, next weekend. The repercussions being swinging from the rafters at Perth Arena.
So my desk now, I've just got a headshot of all these famous Perth athletes, and they've got a gun scope on them, and now Sam Kerr's being crossed off, and I've just moved the barrel over to Mardo.
I actually saw a bit of paper on his desk. It was an application for the AFL draft. I mean, I don't know. The big fella could go round again.
Wow.
Like Stewie Jew when he returned. I've moved on because I actually found myself in a little bit of trouble yesterday. Now, I don't know if this has happened to any of you guys, but I was on Facebook and I clicked on a link. It was one of those things that, you know, you click and it progresses and you can see a gallery. So, the title was, full disclosure, the title was Australia's Top 10 Hottest Wags. So, full disclosure, that's what I clicked on, right?
And you wanted to see who were the hottest wives and girlfriends.
Yeah, just wanted to see 10 girls.
And who were they?
Nadia Bartel.
Yeah,
we've had a snow fight with her.
Jacinta Franklin was in there.
Jacinta Franklin, yep.
A snow fight with Nadia.
We'll just carry on.
Anyway, and it froze on me. It just froze, and I was like, oh, gee, I'm stuck on five. I'd love to know. four, three, two, and one. Like,
yeah.
And it froze. And then out of the blue, I got a text message. And it was during the whatever I was on, and I don't think it was a very good thing to be in, but I got a text message saying, you've now automatically subscribed to
what?
Hot MILFs. Hot MILF XXX. At $7.90 a day.
My God.
Expensive.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, what's happened here? So I've
just by clicking on them.
I don't know what happened, but have you guys ever accidentally?
I've never subscribed
to DILFs either.
No, I know, but then also I got one saying I've now subscribed to 161 new games on my phone.
Oh, you've got a bug. You've been scammed.
Oh, mate.
There's a bug there, mate.
You're being scammed online, a serious bug.
Well, I quickly deleted the XXX one in case M saw it and thought I actually had gone a bit strange.
So just speak about it on the radio.
Well, I've deleted it. So I've texted and stopped. But that has never happened to you guys.
But have they charged your credit card though? I don't care about whether it's happened to us.
I don't look at credit card statements.
Are you looking at validation from us that one of us has been one of us has subscribed to a fetish porn site? Is that what we're doing?
Well, I just don't know whether it's how does that happen?
I've accidentally subscribed to a wine cellar thing, but nothing as bad as MILF.
To wash your sins. Right, I'm going to have to see the techies.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Sam Kerr come in and have a chat to us. One of the best soccer players in the world as well.
Yeah, and recently a lot of people have been seeing her somersaulting all over your TV screens on the field whenever she'd score a goal. And but recently, she's a Perth girl.
Very recently, you would have seen Xavier Ellis somersaulting all over your Facebook and Instagram feeds, which is where we did a live shootout, a kickoff. Xavier versus Sam. Xavier still professed to have an elite kick, even with the soccer ball, and he put it to the test. They went one-on-one. He put up a beautiful bottle of Italian wine on a pedestal about 15 metres away. She put up a photo of herself when she won the equivalent of the Brownlow in Australian
mother's
soccer.
Precious
her
photo.
Mother's photo, which you can't find on the internet. This is a photo taken on film. She put it in a frame. She went first and sprayed her shot, and I thought we were going to have to see her kick again. But Javier Juanelis steps up to the plate here and have a listen to this. Ellis steps up to the plate.
What?
He smashed the photo frame.
Jesus!
The photo frame is in pieces.
That's pretty look good. That's pretty good.
I mean, look at this.
I'm number 10 of all time.
Ellis! Play the boys that are back in town.
Got it!
The boys are back in town.
Amazing moment, that.
And she was so gracious as well.
Well, I think she was a bit humbled, to be honest. Yeah. I didn't really have a choice. She didn't expect him to hit it. There's no doubt about that.
You did just come in for a little tap. Like, I mean, you just literally were like,
she was looking to blast your wine off the.
Conor McGregor said, precision beats power.
And
wow.
Now, this was live on our Facebook page and our Instagram for the joy of people that watched that. Just a little cookie for everyone, though. Remember a little while ago, Lee Spur, when we got him to do a kicking competition?
Yes.
Woody was weirdly excited at the end of...
I love sport.
He
at the end
the
of Spurry. This is him excited about Spurry. Have a listen to this. After Spurry managed to kick that goal. Have a listen to the end of this one as well. It's quite interesting.
Check it out on our Facebook page.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me. Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
And we got this bloke in the show.
Damo! Good one, Damo! Oi, Damo, you still coming over the Sabo? Yeah. All right. See you then, mate.
Damo. It's always a pleasure, mate.
I want to meet that guy. I really want to. I'm going to go over that arvo, whoever it is.
Hey, Mato, you rocked up in the middle of something just before, which I want to talk basketball and everything with you in a sec, but in the middle of a kickoff between Sam Kerr, who's from Perth, she's arguably the best female soccer player in the world at the moment.
Easily.
And Xavier Ellis, who was a great kick of the footy during his football career.
Number 10.
This is all time goal kicking.
He's number 10 on the goal kicking accuracy. Over 50 goals.
I'd have a shirt made up that says that. That's impressive. That's very impressive.
It's something
I like just to keep in the back pocket. Just to remind.
Mate.
And I've got me mate Woody who throws it in there every now and then for me. Now they've got this down pat at the pub.
It's a nice little lob and spike there. Now, anyway.
We'll call an alley-oop, but potato, potato.
Yeah. Now, speaking of alley-oops and speaking of basketball, Dave, I thought this was just limited to his kicking skills. But after you rocked up, you saw what had happened. By the way, it's on our Facebook page, Heidi Will and Woody, and also on Instagram. We did it live, so you could have watched it there. But you rocked up, and we walked back into the studio, and Dave sat down and said, I reckon I could do Mato as well.
I said, what do you mean?
Kicking, I think you might have him. He said, nah, basketball. I've got him.
I did see the bounce in his step after he beat Kurt, and she is the best player in the world.
Good.
And I've never kicked a soccer ball in my life. So there you go.
Here we go.
But he did watch, you did observe her, didn't you? That's why you did say, although you said ladies first, you were actually just trying to...
It was tactical,
yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
But Mato, back to the business at hand here.
Oh, challenge accepted.
Yes. That's what we wanted.
So we're talking.
That is what we wanted.
We're not talking one-on-one.
No, he doesn't want you to. He said to me before, he's like, it's just shooting. No defending available.
We're talking from the three-point line.
Okay.
What, first one to hit or best out of 10, best out of 5?
3 out of 3.
I'll end that in about 3 seconds.
No!
Have you ever played basketball before?
No, not really.
No, he has. Now, he said to me before that he thought that he was a better basketballer than he was a footballer, and he reckons he's a 50% chance to beat
you. I said 10%, you dog.
There it is.
I said 10.
So when are we going to do this?
I'll be the first to admit I'm not the greatest shooter on the team. In fact, one day I was warming up, made a couple of threes in a row, and Luke Longley walked behind me, and I was trying to like get a bit of a compliment because I made some, and he goes, oh, mate, even a broken clock's right twice a day. So there's a chance. There's a chance.
Okay. If you had 10 three-point shots in a row, how many would you look to hit?
What was that, Dave?
With no defense,
yeah, no
training,
casual.
You'd like to make
7 o'clock
you'd
in
like
the morning
to make about 7.
Ooh,
yes. What about you, Dave?
Two between like to make and actually make, but no, that's the kind.
Now,
of
Dave, Dave said to me, and I'm happy to say this because this is fair. You said on some days when you're a bit cold, you might not hit any of them, but on a good day, you could hit 8.
Yes. If I'm hot and in rhythm and in the sweet spot, Marto, if you see me warming up, grab your car and head home. Yeah.
And he's good under pressure as well. We all know he's got a record for most marks in an AFL grand final.
I'll tell you what. I was going to think carefully about what could be put on the line here, but I've got a really, really good idea and that I think you might both agree to up next. Is that fair? Right.
Done.
It involves somebody else in the studio as well.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Damian Martin is in the studio from the Perth Wildcats. Damo, now, we're getting down to brass tacks here. I really want to just nut this out. This is like a bit of a deal that I want to get done. I want to get it signed off on right now on air if we can, because you rocked up just before to see Xavier Ellis competing against the best soccer player in the world, arguably Sam Kerr, who plays for the Perth Glory, and he beat her in a one-on-one shoot-off.
He was very quiet about it. I'd turn the corner just to see the celebration, the heckling. He took it in his stride. So this is the motivation to win, just so I don't have to listen to that.
Yes.
I've had some bad losses in my day, but this one I don't think I could handle the repercussions.
Yeah,
and we did speak about that. There's no pressure on me. All the pressure is on you.
Hang on. We haven't clarified everything. Surely there's reciprocation here. Yes. I get to have, what were you, top 10 highest percentage?
Yes, goal accuracy.
Woody knows. Goal accuracy.
I'll throw to my little PR.
Yeah. Number 10 on the list of goal accuracy, over 50 goals, most marks in an AFL grand final.
There we go.
Well, I was always a rugby league guy growing up in country New South Wales, but I'd back myself for maybe a left-footed snap. Surely I get to have a go in front of
goal. Oh, I don't want this. Okay, so we'll do basketball first.
Let's just limit it to one sport at a time if we can. I think there is definitely a right of reply on the horizon there. The reality is, Damo, you rocked up. Zave saw you, and he looked at me and he said, "Will, I want Damo. Can you make it happen?" And I said, "Yep. Look, when he comes in, I'll pitch it to him." And now here's the idea: he reckons he's a very, very good 3-point shot, and he reckons he can beat you in a 3-point shootout.
Now,
I've got to see the technique. Do I get a quick glimpse of the technique?
No.
I'm
saving it.
I play basketball like Manu Ginobili. So there you go. So picture that.
Who's that?
One of the greatest players of all time.
He's amazing.
And a very good shooter. Well, that means he's got to shoot left-handed, so I'm very excited.
I am left-handed.
Oh, no, it's a battle of lefties.
Here we go. You two are going to go head-to-head, and here's what I think should be on offer, okay? Very, very recently, we did something on air which, for a season's pass, found that Ando was going to have to swing from the rafters at Perth Arena before a Perth Glory game, before a Perth Wildcats game. Yes?
Mm-hmm. What happened to that?
Yeah, don't know.
It went very quiet, didn't it?
Yeah.
I think it has gone a bit quiet. I think if Marto beats you, Zave, given that you've been the one that pitches it, you are now the one.
Swing that's good.
From the rafters.
I'm scared of heights.
Arena.
Yeah, sucked in.
This seat's even a bit high for me. Looking down, I'm a bit frightened.
Oh, you might really fall off your chair, mate.
Now, I know you don't like heights, but this is the Xavier what's been pitched
wants to
here.
Punch you right now.
And I think...
And wait, talking about getting wild for the Wildcats, I think Marto should have to do the nude shoot if Ellis...
We beat her that one.
Is that fair? You did throw down the gauntlet.
Is that fair? I'm a 10% chance of winning. I've read, and like every dog has his day, and that's my 10%.
Well, you threw it to me that day.
It is a gauntlet that you've laid down. Yeah. If Marto wins, then we reverse places, and you do the dive before the game.
I'll go so far as to say the competition only goes ahead if this is the rule.
Yeah, well said. So, okay. When it does happen, when I hit 8 or 9 out of 10,
yes.
Marto's got to swing from the roof.
Before his own game.
I'm not sure if the captain can.
What's in it for me? What's in it for me, the champ? Actually, I know what's in for me.
Yes.
M said to me on Thursday night,
yep.
If I can get a jersey of yours signed, I never have to hold hands with her ever
again. Of yours, Damien.
So if you win, then Damien Martin hand delivers signed jersey of himself to your girlfriend.
Yes, at work, it has to have been worn.
I reckon it comes off your body.
Slightly sickening.
And I'm going to hold hands with Em. You obviously hate PDA. Are we going to address your issue?
No, I hate it. Yeah,
yeah. There's nothing wrong with PDA. Do you like a bit of PDA, Damo?
I don't mind holding Brittany's
hand. We got a deal. Ellis wins. He gets the signed worn jersey. Martin wins. Ellis swings from the rafters before the Wildcats game.
Oh, I'm so
right here.
Are we shaking hands?
Oh, mate.
I'm in.
Yes!
Next week, we're on.
I'm off to go practice.
Oh, my God. That is so big.
I need to buy a basketball.
I should say before you go, the Wildcats, your mascot does swing from the rafters every single home game, Damo. You take on the Sydney Kings this Friday night at Perth Arena. Tickets available through Ticketek. But gee whiz, I mean, like, that's going to be a great game, but this.
Oh, yeah, we are playing. Come on out.
This. Now, get around the boys. Again, Sydney Kings this Friday, Perth Arena. The Red Army will be out in full force, I've got no doubt. If you want to get some tickets through Ticketek for that one. Damo, thanks so much, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great morning.
Beautiful.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar, emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer, I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun. And you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9. Right, now we've got this bloke on the show.
Our next guest is super funny.
Who doesn't confuse Ben Affleck with Ryan Reynolds? Well, I hope the bar didn't run out of beer like the ran out of money.
Turned into a disaster for them. Ran out of booze and cash.
What a roller coaster of an evening.
Please welcome Peter Hallier.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Good mate.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, that's okay. Now, you've got your brand spanking new show starting tonight called Cram. Now, yes. I saw it on the project last night. Now, the tagline they're going for is world's easiest game show. Absolute BS. That was so goddamn hard.
It is a memory recall game. So we do play, it's a game show where we give you all the answers before we ask you the questions, but we give them to you in a pretty, you know, fast and furious kind of way.
Yeah.
Over an animated graphic. So, and then I just ask you questions. You need to remember as much as you can remember. It's all memory recall. And I played with my kids before I signed on. They gave me a little package and I had it on my iPad. And my son Oscar, 8 years old, he was as good as anyone.
So, really?
Right.
Yeah. Apparently, you've got an example for us to give a go now.
And we're going
to
play.
Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah. Let's do this.
Okay. So and play along at home. Your subject is sausages, and your cram starts now.
Fire up the Barbie for sausages. 3, 2, 1, cram. Sausages are also known as bangers, wieners, and snags. 1,300 students have graduated from the Weisswurst Sausage Academy in Germany. Longest sausage, 62.75 kilometres. Served on the world's biggest bun. Not really. Bonkers for bangers? Don't miss Berlin's Currywurst Sausage Museum. In 2016, 30% of Australian polling booths had a sausage sizzle. In 2017, Malcolm Turnbull was called un-Australian Brisbane when he refused a sausage sizzle in Lismore. There are two types of sausage casings, natural and collagen. Russian dish of sausages and spaghetti? That's called a hairy sausage. A party where the majority of people are male is called a sausage fest. Londoner David Harding has spent more than $2,000 trying to beat his 13 sausage a day addiction. Silly sausage. That's cram.
There we go. I made the error to try and think of the first fact, and then I missed about 30 seconds after.
Yeah.
That was a slight.
Okay, well, let's go with the questions then, Pete.
Don't sausages are also known by what other names?
Bangers.
Wieners, bangers, or snags?
I Penises. Think.
Yeah. I'll accept all those answers, but I'm going for bangers, wieners, and snags in particular. The yes. point.
Okay.
Well played. Maybe names as buzzers might be a good idea.
Oh, yeah,
might
that's
be a
good idea.
Save your named all three.
Oh,
so.
No, get out of it. There was Will with all three.
Hey, I named one of them.
Question two. David Harding has spent more than $2,000 on therapy to cure what?
Saviour. He's 13 sausage a day addiction.
Yes, yes.
He's correct.
Yes, he's right.
Oh, yeah. I must have tuned out at
13,
that, mate.
It was 13 a day, and I just couldn't remember what the hell. Well, of course he's eating sausages. Damn it.
In which European city would
Lismore.
You find?
No.
No.
That's in Australia. Let me
get the question out.
Yeah,
God. European is a clue. Lismore, not in Europe.
No.
Europe. In which European city would you find the Currywurst Sausage Ooh. Museum?
Germany.
No, hang on.
Germany
you're out.
Is not a city.
You guessed LA. Thank you. Frankfurt.
No, but I can understand why you said that.
Damn it.
Copenhagen.
No,
it's tiny. You're not having a guess.
Right. Berlin?
It is. Yeah.
Berlin is correct.
Yes! No!
Yeah, I remember the Germany part, but that was a guess.
I think I've got amnesia. I'm really worried.
I think sometimes, because that would happen on the show, right, Pete? People would actually accidentally tune out.
Well, you hope not.
I accidentally tuned out.
Hit us again.
How long was the world's longest
Xavier.
Xavier?
64.3
meters. 62.75, I think.
Yes, but what? What was the distance?
Yes, or kilometres.
Kilometres is
right. Yes. Was that the fact that you got bent up
yeah,
on
that's
early,
what I come back to it.
I knew you had it.
And then I started imagining a sausage from here to Mandra.
So did I. Yeah. Oh.
Final question. This could be a tiebreaker. I'm not even sure what the scores are, okay. But this could be a tiebreaker. It's worth 10 points, so whoever gets this.
Oh, great. Okay, good. I'm back in the game.
In 2016, what percentage of polling booths will?
13%.
No.
Yes! Oh, I love it when you muck up.
Okay.
Woody.
35.
No.
Heidi.
Heidi.
12%.
No.
Oh.
I could finish the question.
30.
Oh, yeah. Go.
Oh, yes. What percentage
in 2016, what percentage of polling booths did not have a sausage sizzle?
Oh.
Will. 87%.
No.
Malcolm Turnbull
30%
didn't have one.
30% did have a sausage sizzle. So how many didn't?
Oh, 70. Yes.
He's
got it. He's got it. Yes.
He's done it again.
My mind never rests.
Great stuff.
Damn it.
Oh, my God, Pete. That is really quite intense, isn't it?
Yeah. And
it is very intense, and it's good fun. As you can see, everyone can play, any age group, and Dr. Chris Brown's on the show tonight.
Ooh.
Frank Woodley, Miranda Tapsell, and Nick Cody, stand-up comedian, taking the world by storm.
Oh, great.
And team captains Derek Jaisinghe and Virginia Gay.
Hey, Pete. Thanks for joining us, mate.
thanks, guys.
Hey, get around the new show tonight, 7:30, Channel 10, the world's easiest game show is Cram with Pete Hellyer. Thanks for joining us again, mate. We'll see you soon.
Pleasure.
Let's celebrate Belmont Festival launches this Friday with the big light out. Faulkner Civic Precinct comes alive with colour, light, sound and heaps more fun for the whole family.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catcher on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.